views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Hello, this is Colette Marie Stephan. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time, live on the airwaves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and transformationradio.fm. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you are listening later. And it's a pleasure for me to share life-transforming information and provide you with an opportunity to call in and delete energetic weaknesses to shift challenges into possibilities. We love to hear from you. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. I have one of my favorite energetic practitioners, my colleague Mark Kettenbach from Germany. He is a passionate person focused on results. His inspiring energy helps people to find their true passion in life. His energetic work and teachings are long-lasting, proven, and empower his clients to get exactly what they want out of their lives. Mark is an energetic speaker, an author, a transformational coach, a martial artist with more than three decades of experience, a certified trainer in several energetic modalities, hypnosis, coach, and NLP trainer. People like to call him a New Age shaman. Mark is also co-founder of two powerful transformational tools, Nice to Have and Boosting Intentions. And in 2014, we co-founded Energetic Upgrade Seminars, and we are now very happy to say that our online program is out, and we're loving that, aren't we, Mark? That was a lot of work. Yeah.
Hey, Colette. Yes, it still is. I'm translating everything into German right now, so hopefully by the end of the year, but more realistically, starting next year, we'll be out in German as well.
Well, you know how that is. You know how that is, because like you think you're going to get things done sooner than later, and then life steps in. But you've been pretty busy.
Well, that's true. That is true. But I'm happy. It is out in English. And since now the major audience today probably is from an English-speaking country or speaks English, otherwise they're just listening to sound waves coming at their head, right? So therefore, there's something out. And you should really check it out. You find it, by the way, on energeticupgrade.com. Yeah, and it really fits a lot what we're talking today, right?
Yeah, well, what we wanted, you said, I want to talk about relationships, and I'm just going to give the floor to you let us know what you came up with for today's show, because we wanted to focus on a specific topic here.
Yeah, well, relationships, I'm finding out that most of the clients I run into and a lot of the people on our seminars, there is always struggle around relationships. And for most of all, it's not what people think it is. So it's not getting the partner. It is part of that, of course. But a relationship is very... it's a thing that starts with yourself. You got to have a loving relationship to yourself on an energetic level. You want to be sure that your feminine and masculine energies are all neutral to each other and kind of working with you instead of against each other. On a more mental note, people have usually a lot of voices in their heads, right? They argue with themselves and they they usually use a nasty tone. And if you get them more to watch closer who's talking there, then you realize not even them talking. So it's time to take over inside ourselves, start loving what we see in the mirror. And from there, then go into the outside world and look for the right partner or the right match. Meaning that could be relationship towards another person, towards our children, relationships with money, finances, our job. Not all that has a lot to do with relationships. And it starts one more time with yourself to be congruent and accepting yourself. So.
Yeah, that was really well said. Like, so what you're basically saying is that the balance, to have balance in your relationships with others, you need to be balanced in your relationship with yourself.
Yep. For most parts, a lot of people need to, first of all, start a relationship with themselves. They wake up. They don't like themselves. They look into the mirror. They hate what they see. They then start seeing what they dislike about themselves. Then they start picking on themselves and why they're still that way. They go downstairs, open the fridge. They don't eat what they want to eat in the future, but they're still not. They have the decision between the healthy food and the food they like. So they go for the food they like again. Afterwards, they bitch about themselves again because they didn't do what they wanted to. And all this is a start, and to start there, it's kind of not that easy because it has a lot to do with ourselves. And the way, at least, I don't know how it's over in Canada, but here in Germany, you're not really getting a lot of applause if you spend time optimizing yourself. You get more people look at you and are thinking you're doing the right thing if you help others, right? So mm-hmm. it's an egoistic thing more that goes in that leads into where people think, oh, he's too much in love with himself, right? But actually being in love with yourself is not a bad thing. It's more how you present it, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's funny when you say that, like, because for a lot of people, what we're really doing especially when we get into our more intimate relationships is the people that we're with are reflecting back to us ourselves. They're mirroring our concerns and the things that are running deep. And when you said that, a lot of times, like, these voices that run in the head, a lot of times people, that's the subconscious mind that's formed by the time you're 6-7 years old. And so a lot of times when people get under stress, they react and they have a tendency to say something that their mom would have said to their dad when they were in the middle of a fight, or, vice versa, or to different things that have happened in schooling. All these things can really affect, like, business relationships. And, and the problem is that when people focus that, it must be outside of me and it's really coming from inside, those internal dynamics can be really challenging to shift if you can't see them. And that's what you're saying, like, you want to be congruent. So just, do you want to explain, like, masculine and feminine? I mean, what that, like in the body. Yeah.
Well, let's put it this way. With every ongoing process, which is that, like, accepting yourself and growing with yourself and getting to a different place where you're at right now, is an ongoing process, and therefore it needs to be shifted on a consistent basis. It's not that I have a lot of people, they take a private lesson and they want to be shifted, and then they have their list of things they want me to change, and I can in most cases change a lot of that, but down the road 2 months they're not the same person anymore, and they will create new problems, right? So really, if you want to evolve yourself, you have to learn to detect weaknesses for yourself and to constantly work on yourself. That doesn't mean it's hard work or it has to be a lot of hours a day, but it needs to be checked. For example, I learned that from a person from Spain. She sells a lot of condos and houses and all that, and she does it energetically. She makes her clients strong to the building and the building strong to her clients and so forth. But she doesn't do that once. She does that until this flat or this house is sold. Because everybody has so much influence, is influenced so much every day, has interaction with other people, and energies are like constantly shifting. So you have to be on top of that, and you have to be after that. And it's the same with the human, itself. Like we could say the left side is more the feminine energy, runs through the right hemisphere of your brain, and the right side is more how we present ourselves on the outside, which would be the masculine energies. And those two are growing not always equally. We are not doing stuff every day with a very neutral or balanced energy. Sometimes we are more, we have to be more in a masculine energy to get something straightened out, and at the same time we want to be more loving.
I'm going to have to step into my masculine energy for 1 second because we got to go to break. I didn't want to cut you off.
But, no, that's okay.
You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest, Mark Kettenbach. We have a caller on the line waiting. We'll be right back, 1-800-930-2819. Let's make some shift happen.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to The Michael Shane Show, the third Tuesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and connect with the ascended beings to raise your vibration and manifest the life you desire. Get ready to receive healing through the transphysical mediumship of Reverend Michael Shane and the ascended beings. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, Shane.com, and call 425-971-6632 to schedule your full healing session now.
Brand consultant and coach Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're a person with a dream and unsure where to start, or a CEO of a successful company wondering what's next, Jen Morgan and the RAD method empowers you to play to your strengths and focus your competitive edge so you can show up in the world as your most powerful brand. Go to jenmorgan.com or call 206-972-5366.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Beyond being this amazing neurologist, inventor, author, Dr. Dan Cohen has been called to look at technology and look at personal and spiritual development and merge these together. As technology uses the healing and psychospiritual effects of synchronized sounds, vibrations, electromagnetic fields, and how that interacts with us in our nervous system in what we're calling the Soltech chair.
The Soltech lounge induces profound levels of relaxation that transition over time into deep meditative states. The synchronized sound, vibration, and magnetic field induce these states. The subject doesn't have to work at it.
To learn more, go to soltechwellbeing.com. That's S-O-L-T-E-C, wellbeing.
1230 WBLQ.
Sure. They can book private sessions or just check out what I do on through the internet, of course, www.markkettenbach.com or through energeticupgrade.com or through Facebook.
There we go.
What else there is?
Well, there's LinkedIn and there's Twitter and there's hashtag.
Yeah, right. I'm not doing that yet.
Instagram.
Yeah, Instagram, right.
The whole media thing could become a social media thing could become a full-time job if you let it.
Yep. That is true.
And today, you know, you and I were focusing on relationships, but I just want to let everyone know that's listening in. We love to hear from you. What, regardless of your issue, we have a tendency on this show that when people call in and they don't think it's about what the issue is, it really is when we end up tracking it.
It's true. We
have a pretty good track record that way, you know, like where people will just be amazed. And I'm getting a lot of emails about this. They're like, wow, that was so crazy. While you were talking to the first caller, I didn't have the problem anymore, but then a different one came up. And that's just kind of because we are all connected. And so when I just want to point out to everybody that, you know, you and I have been, how long have we been working together now?
2009.
So like 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been, you know, like when we're talking, we're actually shifting energy at the same time, you know, and one thing that I've been, you know, I love about our energetic upgrade, like the E-Up program, the online program is mm-hmm. so awesome because we're sharing these tools to show what we're doing. And we're sharing so many different cool tools that are very simple and easy to use on a day-to-day basis. And there's time in between to practice those tools. And, you know, they're very simple, but very, very effective. And that's what, it's like something that you can do in like 5 minutes a day. It's not like a whole lot. And then you use it throughout your day, like you were saying, you can't just shift something once and expect everything just to change. Sometimes it does. It's amazing sometimes what one shift can do. But, you know, there are times where, like, there are certain things, like, for, like you said, when you're, you know, your friend who's selling properties, you were talking about that just before the break. You know, as you said, like, people wake up in the morning and we get triggered. And then and when I say by triggered, I mean something happens. Like early this morning at 3:30 in the morning, sirens were going by my house. It woke me up. And I was actually having a dream about Germany because you had sent me a text about the something, a shopping mall burning down and a chemical company blowing up there in the last while. And it was actually in my dream, and I woke up realizing, oh, I'm actually shifting this or testing to see where's the weaknesses here. And the sirens are what woke me up. And it's funny how that happens, how sirens going by can affect people first thing in the morning. Like, so I'm just mentioning that to people to kind of watch the triggers that come up first thing in the morning. Like you said, when you get out of bed, you don't want to be in a bad mood before you start, right?
That is true. Also, even if you find a match that totally fits to you, but then you or the other person is growing, hopefully, in their lives or changing their minds or going for different paths. And all of a sudden, what used to be matching is not matching that well anymore. So you got to be always on top and see what energetic weaknesses come up, what gets triggered by what. Just some person just evolving can trigger the other one that he feels like, oh, I'm going to, it makes pressure on the person subconsciously or. So I'm very, very big in getting people, if they have a coach, that is great. And I like to be coached by people too. And I like to be shifted. That's why we meet and shift each other and shift people we know. But that is one part of the story. And the other part is that constantly we work on ourselves, aren't we? I mean, is there one day, Colette, where you haven't been shifting for yourself stuff? Imagine you would have gone every time to some coach for that. That guy would get nuts, right?
Yeah, I was actually just talking to Phil Free yesterday, and he said, wow, I wake up correcting myself and I go to bed correcting myself.
Yeah.
But we do have a caller on the line, and I want to grab her here. She's been patiently waiting. This is Trisha from Canada.
Cool.
Are you there, Trisha?
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm good and kind of bad at the same time.
The other you is bad.
That's just the other you, Mark says. On a scale of 0 to 10 right now, 10 being the worst, I just like to get a baseline. Where are you at with your problem?
I'm probably at an 8. Yesterday, I was lucky.
At a what? Sorry, I didn't hear the number.
8.
8, thank you.
I was getting a 7.
I went for a job interview.
That's what I thought you said. And so what happened?
I went for a job interview. Everything went good. I come home, and then I start doing self-defeating thoughts in my mind that I'm not good enough for the job. There's no way I can do the job. But I know I can. But all those fears are just, they're just badgering me. And I'm trying to get
See,
them
Mark,
to stop.
See, Mark, isn't she a...
That is almost... I'm graining from one side to the other.
There you go. So, you know, you're... Trisha, what you're doing is you're showing, you know, what I was just saying. I don't know if you heard before and while you were waiting to get on the radio, but I was just saying that inevitably the people that phone into... that are brave enough to air... their issues are shifting a lot of other people that are also feeling the same thing. So Mark, you know, what are you getting for her? That self-defeating talk, right?
So first of all, I'm not going to smart ass you here, but for future occasions like that, before you're going to go to an interview, you make yourself strong to the people there, make yourself strong to the interview, then look at the interview, get the whole interview strong. You can do that before it even happens. And then once you get back from the interview, you set some more intentions about how they liked you, how everything you said was perfectly, and then you can check every hour if you want to, every day, whatever, what the energy is like there and correct that so it goes smooth all the way. Because otherwise, they might like you too. They might thought, oh, that's the one. And then they see someone else because you didn't keep the connection. Or you worse, you get home, you get into doubt, right? Oh, my God, is this real? And then you push it away from yourself. So first weaknesses is we're going to clear all this. You're doubting with stuff. And that's basically coming from your dad, right? Because your dad doubted a lot you in terms of getting something going in this life. But actually, it was himself he was doubting about, and he was – has a lot of doubts from his dad, and it runs down the family 18 generations. Now, that is a lot. Let's correct all that.
Yeah, that's a lot of lifetimes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Then with doubt comes also the color of the skin. Trisha, what ethnics are you?
Oh, I'm First Nations.
First Nations, okay. Sorry about that, because with this all political correctness, I don't even know how to call it anymore. So I'm a little bit confused. First Nations, that meaning
First Nations
Indian,
means,
right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And that would be already an insult to call you Indian. So I'm not doing something wrong here. I'm just asking. First Nations. Okay.
It's a difference in culture, is all it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So well, from there comes a lot of collective weaknesses into your head. What a lot of the First Nations community thinks about how they've been treated and all that, and their opportunities in life and so forth. So let's get this all resolved. How about now, Trisha? You started with an 8. Where are you at now?
4 and going down for sure.
Cool.
4 and going down. Good.
Well, not you're going down.
I can just
down,
feel
the
tension
going
inside
down.
Just releasing.
Going
the
down
is,
at the end. Everything is going down at the end. That also weakens still.
Okay.
What are you getting, Colette?
Yeah. What I was picking up as soon as you said that, there's a few things that came up around that, but it's coming up some traumas that you have from your childhood that I'm not going to get into right here. And we're just going to strengthen you to those traumas. And, you know, it's coming up kind of like that fame and fortune and then having to pay the price. It's coming up like selling your soul, energy like that. So we just want to clear all that. It's coming up on a spiritual level. If you want to hang on there, Tricia, we have to take a short break here right away. But if you hang on, Mark and I'll work on you on the break, and then we'll reconnect with you, because I'm getting you're getting down to 3 or 2 now, and we'll see if we can get you down to 0 here. I am Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com, talesfromthevector.com if you want energy correcting cards and paintings. I'm actually going to be show.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light shamanic healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
Francine Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you ever wanted to learn about the colors of your chakras? Well, now's your chance. Lynn Brown, host of Get Into It, is hosting an event Friday, November 4th from 7 to 8:30 p.m. in Mount Vernon. Every person will get a reading on the most prominent color in their aura. Join Lynn Brown November 4th at the Riverwalk Studio in Mount Vernon. To register for this event, call 360-588-4713. That's 360-588-4713.
Tune in to The Michael Shane Show, the third Tuesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and connect with the ascended beings to raise your vibration and manifest the life you desire. Get ready to receive healing through the transphysical mediumship of Reverend Michael Shane and the ascended beings. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, Shane.com, and call 425-971-6632 to schedule your full healing session now.
Brand consultant and coach Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're a person with a dream and unsure where to start, or a CEO of a successful company wondering what's next, Jen Morgan and the RAD method empowers you to play to your strengths and focus your competitive edge so you can show up in the world as your most powerful brand. Go to jenmorgan.com or call 206-972-5366.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
I'm Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Mark Kettenbach here with me today. I also have Tricia on the line. I just wanted to say before the break, I was just saying that I was invited by Pat to come on to her show on October 31st, which is Halloween. I don't know why she thinks I'm fitting for that, but I'll be talking about my dragons from Tales from the Vector. And I also wanted to mention that if you are interested in the online program, you can go to energeticupgrade.com and you can find me on all the social media networks, Facebook, Twitter, etc., at The Truth is Funny with Colette. And we want to get back to Tricia here. We were working on her issues with applying for a job, and then, really going really well. And Tricia, you know, where are you at with that now?
sorry, I'm at a 2.
Mm-hmm. So I'm getting that. Did you shift yourself before you went for the interview? Did you sit down and get yourself strong to going?
Yes, I did.
I could, yeah, because I could feel that. That's why it went so well. So it's like what's coming up is sometimes when we're shifting energy, what we need to do is, like Mark said, maintain. Okay. It's kind of like, you know, especially if it comes to vision and your eyes, things like that, the cells are constantly changing. We are constantly changing. And like what I'm getting with when you went for this interview, you know, you were feeling really good about it. But when as soon as you walked in, did you go after the Hello? Interview?
Did I go where?
Straight home. Like, did you go straight to your house after you had the interview?
Yes.
Yeah. You have a weakness to walking into your home. And so what I'm getting is that when you go, because it's kind of like what's coming up is it's very common. Our physical environment in our home either supports us or it doesn't. And I'm getting that you've had some like really like negative thoughts in the past that, you know, just have accumulated in your home. And so as soon as you walked in the door, you went weak. And so you want to really look into that is what I'm getting. You want to be strong that when you drive into the yard and then you be strong to getting out of the car and then be strong to walking in the door. And then walking into your house. And people need to claim the space in their homes. And what I mean by that is, you know, things happen. We get phone calls, different things happen. As I said, that affect our physical environment. When our physical environment in our home is really strong, then it supports us physically. And it supports us in our physical world. And it supports us in, you know, emotionally, et cetera. So we're just going to strengthen that for you. That I'm getting that if you just keep that in mind, that when you enter and leave your home, and this is for everybody, really, just check if you're strong to walk in through the door. And then
yeah,
be strong to being in the
really
house.
Really good.
Yeah. Yeah. And now when
I'm
you
really
get in touch with it, how does
that.
It feel?
I'm definitely calming down a little bit now. I just
yeah,
wanted
there you
to
go.
Say I recently received some family memorabilia. And I'm wondering if that kind of triggered
yes.
uneasiness.
Yes. Mark, any last corrections here for Tricia?
I'm all about her home, not having a home, right? Giving up home and then coming home and have to talk to someone what happened and then being questioned, all that triggers.
Okay.
Yeah, went through that already, so I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for calling in, Tricia.
Thank you so much for all the help.
Oh, you're
love
very
yourself.
Welcome.
You're
very
welcome.
This is what we love to do, is shift some energy. So that's really interesting, Mark. Like right there, that's a perfect example, isn't it? How she was so strong when she left.
Mm-hmm.
And then
you have to maintain it. That is the hard part.
Well,
or that's the part where it's more work, so to speak, I guess. Not even hard, it's just you have to do it.
Yeah, it's kind of like maintenance, you know,
yeah.
Like going to the dentist, going like this is what's coming up, like having to, you know, all the little details of life that people have to deal with. And so just strengthening everybody out there to that, and it piles up sometimes. Like have you noticed that? I've noticed that a lot of my clients they're just saying that they're finding the energy so intense and something goes really, really well. And they're feeling really good about it. And then bang, all of a sudden, something negative happens. And, you know, I talk a lot about this, that possibilities, you know, really come in the form of problems that are disguised as challenges.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can put it out there that, you know, or think of it in this way. If you don't judge kind of what's happening to you, the experience that you're going through as being good or bad, then you can allow yourself just to experience it. And, you know, we're here on this earth and like nobody really knows, you know, everything, like, you know, so we can't always operate under perfection. And one of the things, like, I'm starting to find for myself, being a kind of a perfectionist, that there is some perfection in imperfection. Yeah, you know, and that if you're facing a lot of challenges, then that just means that there's a lot of possibilities that perhaps you are not noticing or recognizing. Yeah. And so, you know, you and I in our online program, we share with people like a really good technique to use first thing in the morning before you get out of bed. Do you want to share that with people?
Sure. To set an intention, I'm probably not having the time to go through that all the way. But what it is once you get up, you can choose, make the first decision how you want your day to be. That's very important because if you choose before actually stuff happens, it's way easier to influence it as if you experience something you don't like and then you want to turn this around, which is still possible. But it's harder because also you run more against your perception of reality, because then people say, well, it is that way, the way they don't like it. And now how this going to turn around and come to my favorite? But if it hasn't happened yet, then it's way more easier also for your mind not to sabotage it. So get up in the morning, and the first good thing would be if you have a special event that day, set intention that how you want this special event to be. If you don't have a special event coming up, you know about this day, then set intention and choose how you want to feel the day. Loving and happy and having fun, or being learning a lot, having nice surprises, whatever you want. Well, choose before. That's the key word here. Choose before.
Yeah, because a lot of people, as soon as you use the word surprises, you know, surprises can be like, hey, happy birthday. It's a surprise birthday party. Or surprises can be like, oh, surprise, you just get in a car accident, you know, or something like that, right? And so a lot of people have these negative connotations that they, you know, energetically are holding that are about change and about the fear of change. Do you want to just talk a little bit about that, about change?
Naturally, people are conditioned through what they've been learning from generation to generation. And you can see this also in the animal world, that they are programmed to avoid problems and most likely to avoid what they've been living through before. So if you beat a dog with a stick and you show him that stick, it will go away. So the dog made the experience, and once he sees the trigger of it again, he tries to avoid it. Very easy. And so are we as human beings. So if we ever got something outside of our home that wasn't that nice, then we kind of have the tendency not to go there anymore or feel bad about it. That can go to an extent where we kind of are afraid of going out there, because the unknown always gives us the feeling that bad things could happen. But on the same token, we as human beings have a frontal cord that is very, very involved in creating reality. Meaning if you get rid of the fear and you can focus your energy, you can really steer reality, meaning you'll attract into your life what you want. So therefore, you need to be clear and neutral with stuff that usually kind of triggers you. You got to be strong to the unknown, strong to changes, because there will not be any changes without changes. It's very idiotic to do always the same thing and then hope that now today is going to, something else going to show up, right? That's not going to happen.
Actually, when you said that, it made me laugh, because the one thing we can count on is change.
Yeah, that's right. Everything in the universe constantly changes. So there is something you can really count on, that it will change. The question is, and in what direction, and is it to your liking or not? So if we agree on that it will change anyways, so let's set it energetically that will change to the better for you. It changes in a way you like it. And if it doesn't like it yet, then it will help you to detect what's in you that it's not the way you can have it right now. So you want to change that as well.
Thank you. I just wanted to have one another break here. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about this. I just wanted to say thank you to all the listeners out there and the people that helped to make the short story that I had done a short story in a book with 20 other authors called Life Sparks and went to the bestseller list. And now I just got an thing this morning. We have a magazine out called Life Sparks also. And that magazine is now available, and I will send more information out about that. But I have 100 free subscriptions to give away, which I'll put out in my newsletter in the next couple days here. And this magazine is about stories of inspiration for people to be in a place where they can see how others have shifted, you know, changed their lives for better. And so I just wanted to mention that, and we'll be right back after this quick break.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light, shamanic healer, Bree Gibbs, guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
Francine Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer Radio Show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you ever wanted to learn about the colors of your chakras? Well, now's your chance. Lynn Brown, host of Get Into It, is hosting an event Friday, November 4th from 7 to 8:30 p.m. in Mount Vernon. Every person will get a reading on the most prominent color in their aura. Join Lynn Brown November 4th at the Riverwalk Studio in Mount Vernon. To register for this event, call 360-588-4713. That's 360-588-4713.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Welcome to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am so thrilled that we've created this venue for all of you out there.
Dr. Pat Basile will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
What we have heard is that you want to ensure for us that we keep positive, holistic, uplifting, transformative talk radio on the air. We're excited to bring you the contemporary conversations about Lyme disease.
We promise not to let the light fade on Lyme.
So fasten your seatbelts. We've got lots more to share with you in the weeks to come.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio with Dr. Pat and help keep our mission strong on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
1230 WPLQ.
This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth Is Funny. I have Mark Kittenbach here from Germany. And we've been talking about relationships, not just relationships with other people, but the relationship with yourself and the relationship with money and the relationship with, you know, coworkers, job interviewers, etc. So, Mark, you know, we were talking about intention and setting intention in the morning and how important that is to decide before your day how your day is going to be, you know, go. What happens when you get something happens then? Like you wake up, you got your intentions going, you're in a really, really good mood, you feel like really strong, your day's going to go really awesome, you're feeling, you know, really happy, and then something happens. And, you know, what happens with that? Well, how would you address that?
One more time. If it really goes well first and then it shifts, is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah. You get a phone call and, you know, it's really upsetting or something happens. How would you suggest to people to shift that?
Yeah. Well, first of all, if something shitty happens, then stop right there. And see where are the major weaknesses. So what is triggering you? Because most of the times bad news are not as bad as they first sound, but for us it triggers a lot of stuff, and then we postpone it into the future what this bad news will mean for us, right? Meaning somebody calls and says, "Well, I heard that at work, did you hear that too? They're laying off 100 people and we could be one of them." So then we put into the future, "Oh my God, I'm not gonna have a job pretty soon and this will happen, that." But that is not the case yet. You just heard that the rumor that stuff like this happened, for example. So you want to get yourself strong to be one of those people who will stay or see the opportunity. Well, maybe it's time to go. What would I rather do? And what would be good for me to do? Is it maybe it is? Maybe I did tell a lot of people for quite some while that I don't like the job, that I would like to do something different. So then you can see, oh, okay. The world already is listening to what I'm saying, and it will help me to get out of that job. The best thing would be to see it as something good. Or you can, if all of that fails for you, you can react unorthodox, we call that. You could say, just because of that, this and this and this will happen, and you connect it to something good. Just because this glass broke right now, I will be more healthy and happy in my life. Boom.
I love that.
That could be done as well.
Hey, now that I have a new kitten, there's lots of glass breaking all over the place.
See? So you get more and more happy in your life.
Yeah, she figured out how to reach the counter now, you know? And
oh, okay.
you know how when cats, I don't know if people who have cats would totally understand this, but how sometimes they just like to see how much stuff they can knock off a counter.
Yeah,
smash, smash, smash. And she likes to do that at about 2 a.m.
Okay.
And so it's kind of funny, like when you're saying that, you know, I'm like, oh, there's Stella again rearranging the house. And so, you know, you can get, like you said, get upset about these things or not. You know, and you and I were talking about because...
Or you could beat your animal and feel better right away.
Yeah, or you can just never do that.
You get up, it's like,
But like a lot of people will get upset about things and then they go off in that, you know, in that angry way, right? Whereas if you sort of sit back and say, hey, what's maybe this trying to show me, you know, like, so this is something that we've been talking about for a long time. Like,
I'm not judging it. Yeah, and if you think about them, there might be, and there can be an over, like a lot of people then have the tendency to see something in anything that happens, and that can get to an extreme as well. But let's put it that way. If some glasses are broken, really ask yourself, how much did they cost, and did you really need them, or is it just that you now have to clean it up, and then you clean it up, and if you just clean it up, not be angry about it, and just say, well, sometimes shift happens, right? And you just clear it then, and so what? Mm-hmm. It will occur less in your life. And one thing I would like to address is, for example, like there are a lot of people that can't really sleep well if it's full moon, right? You all heard that. A lot of people can't. They're always, and if you talk to these people, they will tell, "Oh my God, I'm not sleeping good, but tomorrow is a full moon again." And then I always ask them, "Okay, what is your plan B?" And then they look at me like I'm from another planet. "What do you mean with plan B?" I said, "Well, I know you since quite a while. You always tell me that you can't sleep on a full moon, that a hypnotic suggestion kind of works for you. You can't sleep. So what is your plan B? Are you going to stay up now? Or are you going to be working something different tonight? Are you going to be out partying since you can't sleep anyways?" And they look at you like, "Oh, no, I'm going to try to sleep." and it never works. So this is pretty idiotic, and I don't have to know anything about shifting energies or something. I can just go by my simple thoughts and realize, well, if that's the case, I never sleep on full moons. Well, let's then have something cool you do the whole night, because you're not going to be sleeping anyways.
Absolutely.
Okay? So this is also very, very down-to-earth approach for people who are kind of that way. They never have a plan B for it, but they know that they're not going to be able. You can talk to them for an hour why they could sleep on full moon, but they tell you, no, I can't, but no plan B. Well, then accept that you can't sleep and do something with it.
Well, you know, you know how I feel about sleep. I feel like it's overrated and overstressed over. Like, you know, I mean, if the other day I was saying to Will that, oh, you know, I actually slept for 6 hours and I woke up and I didn't know what day it was. It was such a deep sleep. And he said, well, that's what most people do, you know, when they wake up the next day.
Yeah.
Because quite often I sleep in 3 hour increments and, you know, I wake up and if I wake up and I can't sleep, I get up and I do a painting or I turn some music on and I dance or I do whatever, I do what I feel like doing. And, I don't worry about not sleeping because I know I'll sleep when I'm tired. And,
that's a good idea.
Yeah. Like if you're, you know, and people, the idea, people really traumatize themselves over this about sleep and really not, nobody needs the same amount of sleep every night and nobody needs the, you know, like you might need a different amount of sleep one day from the next day. And, you know, so you just accept that and allow that to be your gut, let your body guide you how much sleep it needs. And I know we're on this regulated schedule and we still have to perform and all of that, but that's really the weakness is that, you know, our biological clock, I feel, is totally different from our work clock for most people. And so we can just strengthen that for everybody. But this last full moon was a very powerful one. And the energy is strong on full moons, not just because of the astrological effects of it. So much momentum given to the full moon just from all the stories about the full moon. Like if you've ever worked in a bar or a restaurant, you know, on, you know, they always put extra staff on because it's a full moon, you know, and police forces, etc. You and I were talking, we wanted to give a special deal to people today that, you know, because you and I are together here, that if you want to contact energeticupgrade.com and let them know you were listening to the radio show here, that that they can get a special deal on that. Do you want to tell us about that, Mark? We just got a minute or so.
Yeah, I will go and change the pricing for 3 days from $399 Canadian dollar to $299, right? You get a set of cards, you get 14 days of online movies, programs, you get a really foundation about how to shift stuff, how to attract the person in your life you want, how to get closer to yourself and all that. And we'll just put it up. I'm going to set it down to Tanya and observe the energetic upgrade page. It'll be changed in a bunch of hours and it will go for 3 days, $299 instead of $399.
Awesome.
That is a perfect offer for you, everybody out there, to really start changing something, not just nagging about it, doing stuff.
Love it. Thank you for being on the show, Mark. Thank you, Tricia, for calling in and Brian for producing. I also wanted to let people know that now is a perfect time to reach me for private consultations because I'm sitting still for a little bit here. I'm really in a creative space and painting dragons. Anyway, it was, as I said, Mark, always a pleasure and we will.
Thank you very much for having me. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you, Brian.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth Is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.